All right. I'm eating pretzels on mic. I don't give a fuck.
What flavor? Pretzels. What flavor?
Splits.
I got something you can split.
Yeah?
My ass cheeks.
Damn.
You too, Adam. Psych.
Just my dick flying into your ass, piloted by Will Smith and Jeff Goldblum. It was just a second before it snapped shut after I've given your ass the virus. I've uploaded the virus to your ass, and now my dick has to escape your ass cheeks.
Is that Independence Day?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Oh, can we just see this woman's tits so we can close this episode?
We're watching the Sapruzzilianos.
Oh, come on. Show us titties.
Yeah. The...
Oh, she's...
No, she's loosening her robe.
Yeah.
It's the episode with the ginge bitch who helps Christopher with his screenplay.
Yeah.
She's so fucking fine.
The ginge bitch.
She's not that fine.
Yes, she is.
Damn, she's really throwing him the pussy here.
She looks like young... What's her name? The other ginger bitch in Hollywood.
Why don't you tell us?
Julianne Moore. Yeah.
No, she's better looking than Julianne Moore.
Julianne Moore is hot. Dude.
Can you imagine how good it would feel to just smash her fucking face in with your fists?
No.
While fucking her.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because she asked for it.
Nah.
No.
Nah, you just had a bad day at work. And that's your dumb Irish wife.
Damn, dude, it's in your DNA, huh? Nick, you're wearing the little Irish hat too.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, Scottish.
Ooh.
There's a trail there's a trail of powdered sugar going from the recorder.
It's not me.
The carpet to you.
It's not me. It's Adam,
it's
motherfucker.
Yeah, I was eating
because my mother, Venetia Halkias,
was nice
enough to bring the boys. Yeah. Christmas cookies. Oh, hell yeah. Here we go.
You see her pussy?
Yes. Yeah, no, you don't. No, you don't.
No, she's wearing panties.
She's wearing panties.
I don't know what's on
her. You told me I was seeing her pussy. You told me I was seeing
pussy. I've never seen panties before.
You think that's what a woman's pussy looks like? Yeah, her pussy. You rub your dick on her cotton ass pussy. Oh, is this cock inside? Show us your tits.
Yeah,
nice. There's a tit.
Damn, I gotta say.
You see it.
Yeah. Those are nice titties.
How's that fake sex She's looks hot. In movies? The girl's like making noise and shit, not just checking her phone.
Yeah. I hate that fake
just
shit.
Fake shit.
where you can tell the moment the dick goes in and she's like happy instead of confused as to why it hasn't affected her at all, you know? Like that kind of fake movie sex.
Bullshit, dude. I fucking hate that shit.
She's
most movies
in real life where she's playing Flappy Bird on her first time.
She's asleep.
She's playing her DS Lite. She's in third grade.
Yeah, I hate that fake movie
dude. Pause the show. I can't pay attention.
Yeah, it's over now. Let's pause it. Now that we saw titties.
There's a second sex scene, I think.
We'll fast forward to it.
I don't know how to do anything.
Or maybe they were just...
I've never done anything before.
Computer, turn off Nick's TV.
Siri, pause the show.
That's not how it works.
Oh, I thought it worked, but Anthony was just pausing.
Oh, Siri, Anthony Jr.
Siri, turn the computer TV
Anthony,
off.
Why is your father bringing gay sex to me in my nursing home?
Shut
the fuck up and just appreciate the gay porn.
I fucking bring you gay porn. Now you fucking repay me.
I'm just fucking bringing you gay porn. Oh, my.
Damn. That's an ugly bitch.
Olivia Soprano's hideous.
Was she sexy? She probably wasn't even that hot back in the day, even.
She was
that
a piece of ass.
Long.
In the flashbacks where Johnny Soprano that guy's fingers off, she's a fucking fine
But
ass
I mean this
bitch.
Actress.
Oh, Olivia.
Nancy Marchand.
Oh, yeah.
You know
she
her name?
Was hot.
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
She was the only person that James Gandolfini liked. Well, I mean, he disliked people.
He probably liked everyone.
She was, like, he had no confidence. He had, like, an acting coach on set all the time.
Yeah,
and she was the only person that could, like, you know, make him feel good about himself.
Oh, really?
Now, I say these things, I've heard them, like, fifth hand.
Yeah.
I have no fucking idea.
That sounds right.
And it's so funny because if he were alive... You know, I mean, even this, I don't know, but like you hear one thing about somebody that happened one time, they're like, every day he would eat a Hershey's Kiss in memory of his brother who was killed in that Toys R Us fire.
right.
It's like that,
the man just had a Hershey Kiss, he doesn't even remember.
Right, yeah. And he would he would look towards the sky and he would say, "This is for you, Joshua. Hopefully you're not gay in heaven." And he would say that every day.
Really?
Before wow. He would make everybody hold hands and sing the theme song to Doogie Howser. Mm-hmm. Just hum them. Because there's no lyrics to it. Unless you work in Hollywood and then you know the secret lyrics Whoa. Of Doogie Howser. Which I
is
can't.
That part of getting to SAG?
Well, WJA, yeah.
WJA, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
As a guild member myself.
Mm-hmm. So you know the lyrics.
I know the lyrics.
I don't even remember Can you tell the song.
Me? Well, you know, I'm sworn Please? To secrecy. Okay.
Dude. Just tell us. Don't tell anyone else. We're not going to tell
He's going to tell me. He's not going to tell you, Adam.
All right, I'll close my ears.
It's the Doogie Howser Show. He's a doctor, but he's also a boy. Mm-hmm. And you thought he couldn't do medicine. Well, you're wrong. Mm-hmm. It's the Doogie Howser Show.
The actor turns out to be gay.
Yeah.
Later
Anybody
in his
with
life,
three names,
gay.
Either homosexual or they kill the president.
Yep.
That's right.
This
That's
is the cool. only two ways you can go. Mm-hmm.
James Earl Philip Jones. Seymour
James Hoffman. Earl Jones.
Faggot.
Yeah, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Seymour
Michael
what,
Ian
Dick?
Black.
Oh, Michael Ian Black is
Michael
gay.
Ian Black's going to kill Trump.
Ooh, that'll show us.
Yeah.
He's going to kill Bernie.
That's the moment replies. We've been waiting for a man that's been barely funny for 30 yeah. years.
Being carried his whole career.
Yeah. A man who's never done anything that is even registered as funny to me.
He was on those, a lot of those VH1 talking hits.
I know.
Yeah, those were the best, Adam.
Yeah, those were really so funny. Fucking funny.
Stella
was funny.
It'd be
the
like,
State was funny.
I didn't think either of those were funny.
Wet Hot American Summer was funny.
I'm not yeah. a fan.
You're not
you don't
a
like
fan?
Wet Hot?
No, nah, I'll tell you, the
that
best
movie's great.
The best movie, fucking Boston Rules. You ever see that?
Boston Rules.
It's the best comedy. Yeah, Boston Rules.
What are the rules?
It's four guys that go on a road trip from Boston to Quincy.
Yeah, they must have learned a lot about themselves on that trip.
They, like, on that 17-minute. Yeah,
you know, and then they have, like, fun, like,
then
adventures.
Then they go to Newton.
They had fun, yeah, fun adventures and mm-hmm. stuff. Like, at one point,
go to
like, they're all
Peabody.
Hooking up with girls in the dark.
Nice.
And then they turn the lights on.
And it's and, Michael Ian Black?
Well, no, and Tommy's like, Jimmy, fucking look at this. Pat just fucked a girl and she's black. And they didn't know she was black because the wow. lights were off. And then the guy's throwing up all over yeah. the place. Wow.
Just like a 14-minute throw-up scene.
Yeah, yeah.
Baked beans. Pure baked beans.
Classic.
Dunkin' and baked beans.
Boston Rules. My favorite.
I love that.
My
Who's
favorite
in that?
That is
boys,
a classic.
Boys only comedy from yeah, the 1990s.
Yeah. yeah.
It's Tom Green, yeah. Steve Zahn.
Yes, yes, Steve Zahn.
The guy from Dead Man on Campus that does that thing with his tongue.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
The older brother in Boy Meets World.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, those guys, they're all in Boston Rules.
Boston Rules, baby.
Is that my coffee, Adam?
It's my coffee. You finished your coffee.
No, I didn't. Mine was sitting right here.
That's my coffee.
Ladies
dude.
And gentlemen of the jury, I moved the couch around. Now I have all this room to move around theatrically yeah, while I do the podcast.
Well, you should put an octagon in here. You got a ton of space.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so I can
Adam,
fuck you both up.
You should put a suck-octagon in your apartment.
What does that mean?
So you can make a little cash while Dosh is out.
It's an
working
octagon.
Her fucking job.
I already
and
have
each
a
wall,
job.
Hold on, let me explain. And each wall, has, I have something just as hard for you, Adam.
What's that?
My penis. It is actually as hard as podcasting is mm-hmm. a job.
What?
My penis is as hard as podcasting is as a job.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that hard, but it's sort of.
Soft. Fuck, I gotta go to dentist.
I can't believe you're gonna insult me on this, the day of my engagement to my future
Are
bride.
You engaged officially?
Yeah.
I wasn't I'm insulting engaged. You.
Respect.
You're insulting her.
Am I?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your future yes. wife. Our future wife.
Do we all get a piece?
Of course. We all marry. Like I said, we share a girlfriend and we share a wife.
Well, I don't want to disrespect you, so here's how it's going to work. You have your penis inside of Dasha, and then I fuck your ass.
Mm-hmm.
So that I don't make any contact with her, but spiritually my jit is being passed on through your ass, through your dick.
Spiritually. That's what the natives would do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a...
That's what I call smoking the peace pipe, all right?
Who are we talking about? Native Americans doing a brain dance?
Yeah.
Please suck my dick.
Please suck my dick.
My
please
dick get sucked and I want my dick to get sucked. Please suck my dick. Yeah, they would do that dance every day. And eventually culture. They would get their dick sucked. I mean, that's kind of what being a pua is.
Yeah.
Is doing a brain dance.
I think so.
Yeah. If you ask 10 million girls to suck your dick, one of them is going to be mentally disabled.
Right, right, right. It's one of them will be new to the country and not sure which one is yes or which one is no.
Yeah.
And then feel too bad to back out of it.
I had to suck his dick because I thought he was Duke. I thought he was the Duke of Gruzniaz. He told me he was Duke of Gruzniaz.
He was wearing full suit armor.
Yes. He says, my
I
name is...
I thought he was knight.
Vyacheslav Pishtak. He is Tartar King of Vagin Oblast. And he said that I have to suck his penis or he steal my family's teapot. Or he piss in my father's teapot, which... he will be buried in.
Shouts out to Eastern Europe, man.
Yeah.
Just getting sex trafficked.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of...
some of the best sex slaves in my experience.
There was a thing going on in Greece. There was a stereotype that Russians and, you know, that kind of type of bitch were coming over to be nurses, quote-unquote, for old motherfuckers that were dying, and part of their duties was to get sucked off, or to suck the old guy off.
Mm-hmm.
That like you were hired as a nurse, but it would be, you would get your catheter changed with a happy ending.
Mm-hmm.
That is disgusting.
That to me seems like a beautiful melding of worlds. That's the Walmart of Eastern European women.
To pull a catheter out of someone's dick hole and then get
listen,
head
the catheter
promptly.
Is an example, Adam. Don't get fucking lost in the weeds here, man.
I mean, that was the image you painted.
Yeah, okay. You dumb disgusting. Motherfucker.
Okay, wipe his ass and then jack it
that
off.
Sounds
that
sounds also
better?
Pretty disgusting.
With a clean ass, you don't want to get jacked off? Your ass is fresh. Is fresh. You feel like you're fucking a newborn baby.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You don't want... and then a fucking statuesque, blonde, blue-eyed Russian woman... as like you know, as
I will never let a Russian woman or anyone from Eastern Europe suck my dick as long as I live.
Whatever, man. All I'm saying is, good on them for figuring. That's the free market at work, folks.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about the PE market?
Mm-hmm. And what happens then?
Were you?
Would you be pissing? Would it be your penis?
You're buying pee.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I remember reading that Polynesian urine was used as toothpaste.
Really?
Yeah, in like the 70s.
Is that what...
by the Greeks.
I think it was more recent.
Is that what the Polynesian sauce from Chick-fil-A is?
Yep. It's piss.
Damn, those motherfuckers that got diabetes.
Yeah.
Ooh, speaking of diabetes, boys, did I cook up a delicious Christmas meal. Two, in fact. I had a nice party at the new pad...
mm-hmm.
Sunday. Let's dish about our holidays, boys.
Yeah.
I fucking cooked. The pork shoulder days are back. I'm back on my bullshit. Okay? But this was to entertain. I didn't eat this pork shoulder myself like I was wont to do.
Of course.
I slow roasted this motherfucker for 16 hours, bro. It was the most delectable pork I've ever fucking put upon my lips.
Mm-hmm.
It was... a nice little brown sugar.
I had two this week, for instance. For some reason.
What the hell, man? You got to step on
my... friend's birthday, we had a pork shoulder, and then Christmas Eve, I had pork shoulder as well.
Wow, okay, yeah. Well. But thanks delicious. For stepping on my fucking pork shoulder
story.
No, that's
just something we have in common. No.
No,
I'm drawing.
Fucking care
I'm drawing
anymore.
A parallel.
Shut up, dude.
All right. So the rest of your Christmas was good?
I mean, it was fine. I also made a steak roast. Did you have any of those, Adam?
No, I didn't have steak.
You didn't have a ribeye roast?
No, I didn't have a ribeye
lovingly
roast.
Covered in butter and garlic the night before.
And thyme?
And thyme, yes. Ooh. Of course. Thyme, a little chili powder, too.
A little garlic?
A little garlic, of course. So much garlic.
How many bulbs?
Motherfucker. Sexy I lost
amount.
Count.
Beautiful.
Nine.
I love that shit.
Nick, what are you doing over there, man?
I'm looking at a map of Japan.
Why?
I saw the movie for Christmas. I went to go see the movie Vice.
Mm-hmm.
And being in a theater with a couple hundred... Jews mad at Bush.
Nice.
It's pretty much the perfect Christmas.
Was that
the
sexual energy you wanted?
Oh my God. I was fucking hard the whole movie.
Dude, I had a horrible Christmas movies experience. The whole thing, all I wanted to do was watch fucking Aquaman on fucking mushrooms. Shouts out to a cumboy. He came through with acid. I don't want to say his name because it is drugs, but salute. He's been to the Baltimore shows. He's been to, I believe, the first DC show.
It was John Malkovich.
It was John Malkovich. I went through
his famous actor, John Malkovich.
And then I was on the Jersey Turnpike. How does that movie go?
What's that?
being John Malkovich?
Yeah,
what happens?
You just come out
shit?
Of the tunnel on the Jersey Turnpike or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get to be John Malkovich?
Yeah.
No, you go in an office building in this floor that's like
it's a tiny door, and you go in a tiny door.
This tiny door.
And then you become John Malkovich, and when you come out, you're on the Jersey
Turnpike. You're in the Jersey Turnpike.
I love that you do that. Like, Stav will say something correct, and you go, no. And then you didn't even listen to the question.
I was sending a text.
Oh, good.
I came in halfway through.
Oh, no, you're wrong. Here's exactly what you said with details that weren't asked.
So what? You get to do whatever you want as John Malkovich?
Yeah, you can jack off.
Do you fuck? Does anyone
That's
fuck?
All they seem to do is fuck instead of like robbing a bank or you know.
I would do that, honestly.
Yeah.
You just go up, what's up, you little slut? I'm John Malkovich. Mm-hmm. You ever seen Rounders? That's the one I use to get pussy.
Yeah.
You know Teddy KGB, bitch? You're looking at him.
Yep.
Now come over here and suck this prick.
I used to love that movie in freshman year of college.
Oh, yeah, when you were a rounder.
Cyrus the Virus.
Mm-hmm.
The least intimidating prisoner in any movie
ever. No, he's intimidating because he uses perfect English.
Yeah.
Unlike the rest of the...
Attention, boys and girls. We have a heist we are planning to do just as soon as we confirm that we are not being tracked.
I've never seen Connor.
He's just like twirling around the plane. His limp-ass fucking wrists.
Nice.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. Sounds good, though.
Yeah. He looks like he's about to go into, you know, a little musical number the whole time. Mm-hmm.
So Nick Cage is a good guy?
Little Pirates of Penzance for you.
Nick Cage is a good guy?
In that movie is a good guy, yeah.
But he's got a mullet and shit?
Yeah, he has a big long hair.
Oh, I thought he was the bad guy.
He's ripped.
Well, it's everyone's a bad guy.
Oh, I see.
I watched Adaptation again.
No, fuck that movie.
And he's so... You don't like
that
it?
That movie is amazing.
I'm too stupid to get it, man.
What do you mean?
There's nothing to get. I don't... like, it's not... I
just don't...
No,
what's
a
big
a
fucking
esoteric.
Deal?
It is...
He becomes himself or something, and then he's...
No,
fuck is the orchid? Who cares? And then we're following whatever, some other bitch?
It's an article written in The New Yorker that he's adapting.
Oh, right. Right.
So that's why it's called Adaptation.
Okay,
and it's
but
about,
then
and
at
the
end
is,
he's
the
himself
is about
or something.
A New Yorker, or is that is about an orchid thief?
Well, he's driving out of the fucking parking lot, and it is him or it's not him. What's going on? Is there like a double? What for? Is he imagining himself? Is it always him? No thanks, man. Let me watch Dread. Let me watch a motherfucker get shot in the fucking head.
You didn't even know what Dread was until I showed it to you.
Yeah, I'm saying that's exactly my kind of genre, and I knew what it was.
If you had known about it, you would have if it was your thing, you would have already known.
I thought
it.
You would like that movie because the scene where he beats off to the picture of Meryl Streep on the book jacket.
Respect
to
that.
He beats off to every woman.
Honestly, in the movie. Listen, respect.
But not even like her body, just her face.
The best is when he's
I've done that.
When he's like beating off to fucking like Tilda Swinton. Whoever his fucking like literary agent is, she's just reading the book. She's like, "Oh, you're a genius."
Oh, thanks.
Yeah,
oh,
fuck my dicks.
Whatever, man. Fuck Adaptation. That's my take.
Yeah, there's never been a movie about flowers. What about Flowers for Algernon? That's not about flowers.
Do you know the story behind Adaptation? When he was working on the Dana Carvey show on Fox,
mm-hmm.
that show that got was ill-fated, canceled after like half a season or maybe one season.
Great cast,
with the greatest writing room ever of all time, mm-hmm. like Schmeigel, Steve Carell, Colbert, like all these guys.
Yep.
He was in the writing room and he had a sketch that he wrote called Weirder Al Yankovic.
That's
about Al Yankovic
shit.
Having a twin brother who did parodies of Al Yankovic's parody songs.
I like
songs.
That. That's
and
a
then
good
over
bit.
Years, that sketch became Adaptation.
See, he should have stuck with the sketch.
And that, of course, could be
the
something
sketch
like
I
a
like.
James Gandolfini story that was told to me that I like bought.
First of all, wait. Me. He's got a brother in the movie?
He has a twin brother in the movie.
Oh, yes. It still fucking sucks dick, but...
Why? You forgot that? That's like one of the main
So who
parts
is he
the
at the
movie.
End? Is it the guy or is it his brother?
What do you mean? His brother's also writing a script during the movie. He's taking like a stupid
right.
guy master class
right,
in script
right,
writing.
Right.
And he's like,
but then isn't there a
stoked?
Part where he sort of...
What would you do if you're writing a movie where nothing happens, like real life? That scene
right,
where Brian
right,
Cox
yeah.
is like, nothing happens? Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Waste my fucking time. Son, every minute a child dies.
I want to see that
is there
movie
no,
again.
Is there
a woman
no,
is raped
like,
in her mouth.
It in like, I haven't seen it in
Is there
in
no, like,
10 years.
Magic or, like, weird shit?
I don't even remember
that.
That
happens
what,
in adaptation?
Nick, you just saw it.
Yeah.
There's, is there? I don't think there's like.
Is there some kind of magic or some kind of? Is like there something spell? Like that for real?
No, there's no magic.
No, I don't think
so.
So
the guy is the guy the whole time. He's not imagining anything.
Yeah, he imagines things like much like.
Well,
most
he's
people.
Writing himself into the story, and yeah. then he becomes a fictionalized version of himself. It's
okay.
There is an imagination aspect to it, okay. but I would say that a human being
does he ever interact?
I would say that you, for instance, imagining that you're fucking someone isn't. You're not doing magic.
It is magic,
in your brain.
First of all, it absolutely
it's not a
is.
Magical. If no, I, it's if just it, something that we're.
But
all
does he ever interact with,
doing.
With the fake version of himself?
It's not the
like
fake
does, the,
version
does a fake
of
guy
it's
come
his,
out of the fucking movie and knock
brother.
On his door or some shit?
What are you talking about? It's his twin.
Doesn't
brother.
That happen?
Oh, like in the movie?
Yeah, like the guy from the
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, he becomes part. It all just sort of wraps in on itself. It's like sort of spiraling.
But then
down
the fake
toilet.
Guy he's imagining, does he ever like knock on his fucking door and he comes out and
wait,
he's looking
a
at.
Third Nick Cage?
Yeah. Nothing like that.
Twisted. It, what do you mean, is it magic?
Nothing like that
it's
ever
not
happens?
Magic. He's just imagining.
Oh, maybe I confused his brother with like a magic version of himself.
Well,
or something.
Going into it, you have to understand that like the Charlie whatever, Kaufman man. Is a real guy.
Yeah, and the main yeah. character's name is Charlie Kaufman.
Yeah, but yeah. he always does weird shit. And like,
well, Charlie Kaufman's a real guy. That woman, what's her name, Orlean or whatever, is a real person. Like all of these
Susan
are
Susan Orlean.
Yeah, he that- was hired to adapt the screenplay.
Did he ever do it?
Well, that was the script they turned in. That was the adaptation of the book. Because he said that
sucks.
That was literally
fuck that, dude.
Why? It's
a
book about flower thieves.
Yeah, let's.
That's a bet.
That
better.
Sounds cool to me.
No, so
I don't think that's.
They hired him to adapt the movie, and then he turned in that script after because they, you know, he showed it to what's her name, Susan Orlean. And initially, she was like, fuck no, we're not fucking making this movie.
She did what Sam just said.
Yeah, which she should have
fuck
done.
This.
She should have stuck to her guns.
Fuck
and then they
you.
Made it, and it's one of the greatest movies of all time.
It sucks.
I think it's really good.
If you don't like Charlie Kaufman, you have
no...
No,
I like Charlie Kaufman.
No,
I don't
like
that
one. You can go ahead and just back the fuck out of the entertainment industry. Stop doing stand-up.
No.
You're
suck
not,
my
you're
dick.
Kicked off the podcast.
What is Charlie Kaufman?
Charlie Kaufman can suck my dick,
no,
honestly.
You're not allowed to be an artist anymore.
Don't talk out of
no, I like Charlie Kaufman. I just didn't like fucking adaptation.
You're not allowed to have a hilarious
did you
body
like,
or voice.
Did you like any of his other movies?
He did Eternal Sunshine.
Eternal
right?
Sunshine, of course. That movie's got a lot of magic.
I'm an emotional little thought. I get that.
Yeah, but he does magic that, by yeah, erasing well, people's brains.
That's straightforward to me. It's
wait, it's
magic.
Not straightforward. It's magic.
Yeah, but there's
that
not a confusing
too.
The number
like
of Nick
magic.
Cages. I get it. Science. Everyone's going
it's
in.
Science.
There's an explanation behind that one. There's a machine and shit. Fucking adaptation. I don't know. And then it's a fucking... We don't learn shit about the flowers. The flowers seem cool. The little lotus and shit. I'm on board on the actual
the guy
shit.
The in the swamp trying to find
yes.
the flowers. That's your shit.
Give me some galoshes. Let me get in the swamp, baby.
LaRoche.
Who's it? Chris Cooper?
Chris Cooper.
What else did Charlie Kaufman do?
He did Schenectady, New York.
Haven't yeah. seen it.
Being John Malkovich.
But I will be in Schenectady, New York if you want to come
her?
See me.
Spike Jonze
no, January
Jones.
10th.
No, I think Spike Jonze wrote it.
Or no, January 13th or some shit.
He did that puppet movie that I fell asleep
during. Anomalisa?
Yeah.
Anomalisa wasn't good.
I didn't see it.
Did he do Mary and Max?
I no. fell asleep.
No, he did Anomalisa, though.
He did Anomalisa.
Yeah.
As fuck young Lisa.
Yeah. He wrote the movie Yamanika.
He did Girls Trip.
Yo, yeah. if
yeah,
you
I was
do...
hired to adapt Yamanika to a screenplay.
I would watch the shit out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Just Yamanika as Nick Cage, swap them out. I'll watch yeah. adaptation then.
That'd be good.
Yeah. Oh, I guess he wrote Confessions of a Dangerous Mind.
That's right, yeah.
That's a good movie.
Well, he wrote one draft of the screenplay and then yeah. it was rewritten. Because you watch it and it almost feels like a Charlie Kaufman movie, but then it's like a little bit, uh-huh. it's like sanitized.
I just watched Analyze This and...
Now that's a good film.
When I was watching the credits roll, the guy who wrote it is this Kenneth Longeron, the guy that wrote like... Manchester by the Sea.
Really?
And like all these intense dramas. And then I guess I looked it up and he like wrote the movie and then refused to ever watch it.
Respect. But, yeah. Get that check.
Yeah.
Kenneth Longeron like
but
my
it is
dick.
Kind of funny because That movie came out like a month after The Sopranos premiered. And like,
Stav, your last name is...
No, it isn't. Whatever you're saying, it isn't.
Stav longer in a man's ass than it is a woman's pussy.
No, no.
That one, it feels better.
Wait. You're gay. Oh, what if you have that magical power where your dick is huge but only in a man's ass? Would it drive you? Would it drive you to being gay? I think so.
Of course.
Once again, we return to you not understanding what magic means.
That's magic. Hold on a second. That is magic. Your dick getting bigger in a man's ass than a woman's pussy. That's textbook magic.
That's textbook magic.
The definition
of black girl magic. You're the most magical guy I know in terms of thinking.
Thank you.
You have a magical brain.
Thank you.
I like that black girl magic is like having a LinkedIn page.
Yeah. It's not magic at all.
It's magic.
Having references that people can call that aren't fake numbers.
Right. Business cards.
Anyway, I'm just saying that is exactly what magic is.
I guess that's... I mean, whatever. What are we going to talk about?
And then the question is, does that... Now gender starts getting involved because
now gender starts getting involved.
Would it be biological?
Let's get gender.
Let's say you fuck a trans woman who was biologically a man. Does the magic hold up?
Well, it depends what you believe. So.
Biologically.
I don't. Oh, so it would be what I believe?
It would only work
on regular ass men?
Well, I'm saying, like, if you think that that's a woman, then.
Ooh, that's a real way to find out what you really believe. Well, push comes to shove.
I quit wearing compression shorts as underwear. Like, I went back.
To reads?
What?
You said
yeah, I'll deal with them in a while.
Okay. Yeah.
But now it's just I'm not used to having underwear stuck in my ass anymore.
I know that feeling
because I went back to regular underwear.
Can we check the levels and shit?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay,
I think they're fine. Yeah,
they're probably fine.
My dick's just really big, and I wouldn't want people to miss out on this.
It looks like...
No.
Magic.
No.
Magic. Yeah. The computer has detected a...
No, override. This is a bigger computer with more chips.
I'm afraid I can't let you do that, Stav. I
am afraid your dick is small. The computer.
Yeah. How?
Anyway, this is a bigger computer, and Stav's dick is big.
You know what I'm saying? I like that. Like, to be good at chess, you either have to be a supercomputer built by IBM, some Russian slave of the state, or just like a homeless black guy.
Yeah.
Just a black guy that lives outside.
Hustler.
And then you're good at chess.
Some like grand champion went and played those guys. And they were. He was like, "Yeah, they're good, but they also just cheat constantly."
What do you mean?
Like he caught the guy like trying to like
just take
quickly
pieces.
Take a piece. Yeah.
It wasn't.
Yeah. Just really fast.
Yeah.
He like tried to like take a rook instead of a pawn or some shit, and he caught him. It was a pretty good video.
Yeah.
So yeah, prosecute the homeless for crimes like that. Is my point.
Yeah. He's just shot dead.
Giuliani's back, baby.
Here's how it look. You can save money for the city and. Really help a lot of social issues. Get rid of the beat cops. You put one cop with a sniper rifle on top of the Empire State
Building. That's right.
And he's got a radio hooked up to his head. And we all the white people get walkie-talkies. And we're like, we need assistance, officer assistance.
Please.
And he's like, I'm on it. And then the bullet fire. Let me see it spin, rifling through the air as it goes through somebody's, like, somebody's reading a newspaper and it, like, goes, like, right.
I like that corn video.
Yeah.
Freak on a leash. The bullet going through stuff. Never mind.
Somebody put this freak on a leash.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'd like.
Yep, and the leash is a man's
penis.
Dude,
what a gay-ass name for a... Yeah. Feeling like a freak on a leash. Dude, you could be such a fucking just loser.
What was their tour
in 1998?
Rules, with Limp Bizkit, Korn, they like went on a summer tour together.
Well, oh, I don't know.
Fuck, what was it called?
They did
I
one
think
with
like Method Man was on it too.
Yeah. Like Snoop was on it. They did
they
a weird
a
one like
rappers.
That.
They got a couple rappers, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, the tour for guys who wear Airwalks and date a fat girl that doesn't speak and... just basically lives out of her Honda.
Do you remember the guitarist of Korn had a dreadlocks and his name was Monkey? And he was a white guy?
Yeah. Was he the guy with the weird contacts?
No, that's Wes Borland from He might have had contacts too, but Wes Borland from Limp Bizkit had weird contacts.
Yeah, that's but true. the main Korn guy also had dreadlocks.
Jonathan Davis.
Yeah, Davis. Yeah. Jonathan.
And in fifth
Jonathan
grade,
Davis also created Garfield. A lot of people don't know his name.
That's right.
It's like weird. The guy in Korn is the guy who created Garfield.
Yeah.
You'd think you would only have one hit in you, like coming up with Korn, but then
the yin
bam,
and the yang.
He's like, what about a cat that's psycho?
Who's a real what freak?
What if a kitty cat was a freaking psycho? Speaking of psychos, I know you guys are crazy for gambling online.
Oh, yeah. We all know that about you.
We know that about you. That's why you listen to this show, because you're degenerate gamblers.
Degenerate fucking gamblers.
Similar to Jason Patrick and the Saprizzolianos.
Yeah, we just watched that up. Where he goes into
the executive game.
Well, I got a website for you, betdsi.com.
Mm-hmm.
What's the D stand for?
Dick.
Yeah. What's the S stand for?
Suck.
What's the I stand for?
Immaculate.
Dick suck immaculate. Bet. What's the B stand for?
Butt bet. Cheeks.
Oh, sorry. Butt.
Yeah. It stands for bitch eat the dick slowly. I implore you.
That's right.
Yeah.
Dick suck immaculate bitch eat the dick slowly. I implore you. .com.
Bitch eat the dick slowly. And then what's the I?
I implore you.
incest.
Indubitably.
Better eat the dick slow. I tell that. I tell you.
Yep. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Betting, don't sign up if you're Italian.
Yeah.
That's what betting.
Yeah, you got bookies for that kind of shit. Listen, you got a local economy to worry about.
Somebody got fucking pizza sauce all over the website.
They will not accept dollars that have been stained in fucking marinara sauce.
They do not take Dago bucks. BetDSI.com, the premier sports betting website for non-Italians. Go there, sign up, play, bet, win. They got an easy-to-use mobile app, unless you're some fucking dumbass Dago. Like, what? Well, I'm pressing the buttons over here. Ma, get in here.
Ma, you fucking bitch,
ma,
get in here.
Ma, get the fuck in here. I'm trying to gamble. Yeah, don't even try to use that app if you're some fucking dumb WAP piece of shit. This is straight out of the mouth of the company, by the way.
Yeah, well, the CEO called us.
The CEO called us. Ring. Like, listen,
hey, hello, it's the CEO of BetDSI.
We love that you guys are for free and without any kind of provocation. Promoting our
yeah,
website.
We just believe in the product. Yeah, yeah.
We're so glad you guys believe in the product, but make sure that none of those filthy Dagos get their grubby Dago.
If I get any olive oil thumbprints on our mobile app,
our
which
award-winning mobile app, which you can use anywhere except Italy, the servers will make your phone explode.
Yep,
if you try to use it there, they offer odds on pretty much everything, guys: sports, politics. You know who created Garfield?
That's right.
You can bet on all the things we say on the show.
Absolutely.
So go ahead and check them out on that website.
That's right.
What's that website again?
BetDSI.com.
Which stands for what?
Bitch, eat the dick. Suck.
I implore you.
And,
no, you can change the Italian thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Bitch, eat the dick.
What the fuck does DSI stand for? Now that I think about it, I've never known.
It really doesn't stand for anything.
Sounds cool.
Yeah. I would bet that it doesn't stand for anything.
Well, you know, you can wager that.
Well, they've
bet?
Been around forever. It was probably just some 90s thing where they're like, put some letters in there
letters,
so it sounds like a computer.
It probably stands for something. Yeah. Good. I think so. It's such a good company. Why wouldn't it stand for
you know,
it?
It's like how cars are like, it's a NFX. You know, it's
that's
like it
cool
doesn't
shit.
Mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
You just pick letters at random.
Yeah, you can bet. If your dumbasses would have taken the Ravens over the fucking Chargers, like I fucking told you, yous would be rich right now. The fucking Dirty Birds. Coming into the fucking playoffs.
Well,
fuck
even if
the
you
Steelers.
Bet wrong, they offer live in-game wagering, so you can hedge your bet by placing
that's right.
a counter bet.
Put your home on the Ravens fucking beating the Browns. Fuck the Browns. We're going to the playoffs, baby.
Get your
bet the Ravens for the Super Bowl, in fact.
Get your whole sauced off.
Mm-hmm.
Sauce your hole.
Sauce up your fucking hole, bitch.
Sauce your hole, TM, at betdsi.com.
Sauce your hole. BetDSI, sauce your hole.
Sauce your hole. When you sign up, make sure you use promo code CUM120, CUM120, so they know we sent you.
Mm-hmm.
When you sign up, you've got some options. You can just play and cash out, or you can take the bonus money, which is like getting a casino comp up front before you've played at the tables. What kind of tables are those?
Gambling tables.
Gambling tables, mm-hmm. That's right. Not times tables.
No, fuck that.
You know, not coffee tables.
That's for sure not.
The tables.
Yes,
know?
Sir.
Mm-hmm. Why do they call them coffee tables?
Because you fucking spill a bunch of coffee mm-hmm. on them.
They should call it tea tables.
That's how you get the color on it.
Because mm-hmm. of all the spilling tea that goes on.
No, they shouldn't.
They call me John Coffee. Like to drink, spip, not spelled the same.
There used to be an NFL player named Todd Coffee.
Dude, imagine Michael Clark Duncan like going into the audition, and he's like, my name is Michael Clark Duncan. I'm a classically trained actor. And they're like, okay, you play this large black prisoner. And he's like, they call me John Coffee. Like the drink, except not spelled. They're like, he's more of a...
You must have had some family members that had lead poisoning.
He's colloquial.
Just imagine, you've probably been to a barbecue your family's at. The uncle with the least teeth, who's in charge of the smoker. In fact, it's permanently attached to his car.
Yeah.
The uncle that brought his own pigs to slaughter in front of the children before the barbecue?
Yeah, he's never attached the other side of those overalls. You know, that guy, he's probably got a name named, like, Bootsy or something. Yeah.
You know, your uncle whose father somehow was a sharecropper still?
No, just a straight-up slave.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He's like, this is obscene. I have three names.
I'm gay and
I'm either
going
gay
to
or I killed the president. It's my destiny.
I'm almost as gay as Michael Ian Black.
Mm-hmm. All right. So when you sign up, do the thing, take the bonus money, which is like getting a casino comp up front. You play at the tables. It has a rollover requirement. Remember Singulair Wireless?
Mm-hmm.
BetDSI, brought to you by Singular Wireless. It's a rollover requirement, but it's free cash. So if you're going to be in the sports book, which is where we like
fucking
to gamble,
love the sports book.
Dude, what a cool line, dude.
I honestly love it.
I'm so glad they gave me that cool line to read.
Well, yeah.
So if you're going to be in the sports book,
that's the only thing they gave
.. which is where we like to gamble.
Oh, yeah.
If you use promo code CUM120, that's CUM120, up to $1,000 are going to give you 60% bonus cash, which would turn $1,000 into $1,600 to play with. Yeah, and I got
something. I wish I had that for my dick.
I know, me too. I would love if my dick was worth money instead of being a liability. If it was an asset, that would be nice. So once again, that's betdsi.com, promo code 120. Let's start the show.
Welcome to Come.
So Macaulay Culkin's changing his middle name to Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin.
How's that for adaptation stuff? Does that bother you?
Wait, what's he doing?
He's changing his middle name to Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin Culkin.
I tell you, when that guy dies, it won't be soon enough.
He's in a commercial.
I got no issues with Macaulay.
I have no issues either. I just can't imagine the pain he's in.
He's in a commercial for Siri or Alexa or something.
Yeah.
Asshole still hasn't like undilated from all
I got
the...
real sad when I found out he's in a Velvet Underground cover band where he makes all the lyrics
about pizza. Yeah.
It's like,
let the man live. He's got a fucking glove. In his
we
ass.
All know what pizza's code for.
Yeah,
let's not
sex.
Look any further into that.
Damn,
weird pizza.
Damn, band. That's the whole thing. The Pizza Underground is the name of the band. You just cracked the case. Sorry, don't do that silent thing. Don't do the silent thing. Now you're just looking at me.
We're onto something, though. I think.
Yeah. Sorry for exclaiming, but he was raped as a child
for sure.
Mm-hmm. The Podesta emails.
Damn, dude.
The you ping think there pong was like comet, a comet ping pong.
Dude, you think they did like a draft for who
also,
gets the
Podesta
fuck?
Is Italian for pedophile.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
A lot
Damn,
of people don't know that.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I know. They don't put it together.
Podesta.
Che se meglio dicio, Elio Podesta. Che se dice pedophile, il Podesta. Ki cuckoo poo poo pee pee.
Yep.
Now, who got to fuck the famous kids? Was there like, do you think there was a bidding war? Do you think it was a key party? Mm-hmm.
Did you see that thing about there's like a deleted scene in the, in what is the Sacha Baron Cohen show called?
Yes.
So this is
yeah, where they uncovered that thing in Vegas. Yeah.
There's my man was just going to set him up with a child to fuck.
Yeah. Insane. And the FBI, well, that lawyer the FBI is like, we don't got time for this.
Yeah,
shit.
Hey, come on. Shit about it. Yeah.
We're setting up Muslims over here. We got to convince a retarded Muslim guy to pick up a fake bomb.
What percentage of Guantanamo you think is retards that just accidentally got clicked on the wrong link?
And they just love the feeding tube.
This is fun.
I think 10% probably.
10%. I think that's probably an honest.
I mean, look, everybody likes to think that we live a civilized life, but if we had an island where we just put all the retards, like, it's not too far off from what we already do.
I mean, we do that.
What do you mean?
No, I mean, if things had gone differently, you could have easily lived in a world where we just deported all of the mentally retarded people to an island somewhere where they live in complete isolation. Mm-hmm. And nobody
would be king.
None of these woke people would have a problem with it. They would say, oh, yeah, of course. You just put retarded people on the island. Mm-hmm. Duh.
Yeah.
You know?
Would there be cameras?
Trust me, I've thought about this.
Yeah, all the
of course there'd be cameras.
It.
Yeah, nice. It'd be the Truman Show.
Yeah. And then some activists would try to come free the retards and just get murdered.
I don't like about the Truman Show is that the premise is that you'd like somebody if you knew them in their private moments, which human beings are fucking disgusting.
Yeah. There's no way he would all the time.
He wouldn't be. I mean, beyond the jacking off, if you had access to that man's private moments, you would despise him.
Oh, he'd eat boogers and like fart.
You know how much Chinese food I've eaten out of the trash?
Yeah.
Not that much.
I strained a whole pot of pasta and it tipped over into the trash and I ate the top pasta.
Let's eat. Yeah, easy money right there, brother. Damn.
You got to eat the top part at least.
Yeah, I've done some gross things.
Yeah, we all have.
Damn, what if Truman was like a fucking criminal or a pedophile? Would they have caught him? They've turned him in?
No, they just keep watching that damn show.
I mean, just
it's
like...
It's addicting.
A show where if, you know, you could just see a man staring in the mirror home by himself, just going, just fucking kill yourself.
Yeah.
Just fucking kill yourself. Fuck you. Just fucking kill yourself. Over and over and over again. For hours.
Pussy. Bitch. Yeah. Bitch. You fucking pussy. Faggot.
Yeah. Just shut the fuck up. Just shut up.
I'm like, this island, would there be roads? Would they have their own dune buggies?
Well, you can't get out. Yes, there would be dune buggies. What the fuck is happening in your hand?
Are you talking about the Isle of the Retards?
Yes.
The Isle of the Retards.
I mean, no, they would develop their own technology.
Ooh.
It would be sort of a
really funny car.
Well, they can't use tools. So that's like the cutoff that like separates humans from retards. Because humans are able
Monkeys can use tools, man.
Yeah, I know. I said humans from retards.
Oh,
I didn't say humans
on,
from monkeys.
Come on. Retarded guys can
do
that.
Yeah, you know who can't make tools? A retarded monkey.
I don't know. If he wants to crack open a walnut bad enough, he'd figure it out.
It'd be funny if there was somehow there's a chimp that's born like way more advanced than the other ones and its face looks more human.
Mm.
And then we find out this entire time.
Dr. Zayas.
Shut the fuck up. Every single chimp just had chimp Down syndrome. And then they finally got the combo right and they made a normal one. And then people think it proves evolution, but it's a chimp that's like, can I put on pants, please?
Yeah.
Can you just give me some pants?
You know, all these retarded kids keep raping me. All the retarded kids in my class keep holding me down.
It's like
and
he speaks
me.
English. It's like, it's not that fucking hard to learn. I've had to communicate with people that only scream and throw shit, and they're all incredibly strong.
Yeah, would he be just as strong or no?
Well, I don't know. You'd have to ask a geneticist. Maybe we can get one on the show.
Yeah, let's call a geneticist. Excuse me,
doctor. We have a question for you.
Are you Genesis?
Yeah. Let's say here that every quote unquote regular chimpanzee actually has a chimpanzee version of Down syndrome. Click. Sorry, I think we got
disconnected.
And so the Down syndrome chimps, click. Yeah, click. No, they're fucking, right?
Don't you fucking
hang up on me.
It's a cute monkey, the cute, the regular one. Yeah, that's a good question.
That's a great question.
Yeah, I'm what you call a thinking man's genius.
You're actually the sucking man's penis.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, I'm what you call a gay man's straight guy.
A straight guy that lets gay men put loads in my ass.
Mm-hmm.
They love me. It'd be a drag brunch.
Yeah.
When I suck them all off in the bathroom. I've never been able to beat a Rubik's Cube in my life.
They're not hard, dude.
You just have to learn the system.
I don't
want
to learn the trick. I want to do it by.
You have to match up the middle pieces with the other side.
Adam doesn't know what he's talking about.
The yes, it is. Pieces? The Adam, outside middle pieces.
Adam's literally never solved a Rubik's Cube and he never will.
I think I did.
You think?
Yeah.
You don't know? What the fuck am I listening to your ass for then?
Bish. Someone told me how to do it. I just never did it.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
Are you trying to steal the memory
someone
of
someone told me what it is, and I'm like, well, now I know the trick. I don't have to try it out. Like, I just know the trick. If someone tells you a magic trick, do you do the magic
yes,
trick?
Yes, I do every time.
No, you don't do the magic trick. Uh-huh. You say, okay, I know how that works.
I've done it every time.
I intellectually know how that works.
No. Whatever. Oh, I never forget. What happened to me on fucking Christmas, I wanted to see Aquaman. And I take a bunch of acid, and I fucking, we're going to East Point Mall, shouts out to the mall of my youth, to see Aquaman. And we get there, we're like, my brother's like,
why's it got to be Aquaman 2018? Mm-hmm.
So true.
Almost 2019.
Mm-hmm. So fucking
I can
true.
Be a black woman.
Yeah.
Man,
Aqua Black.
Mm-hmm. It's a good question.
That's a great question.
And I have no answer for it, but I get there, and the fucking movie is sold out on Christmas at a shitty fucking theater. And I'm already on acid as fuck. And all my brothers are like, one of my brothers is like, dude, I can't go to another theater. This one's comfortable for me. I'm on acid. It's like, all right, we'll just go back home. And my other brother who's sober is like, oh, just throw on Coco. It's got like vibrant colors and shit. That movie's just that movie's just about death and like your family.
I cried for like 3 hours.
Bro, and I just got
Coco. Why can't it be about a black? Oh.
It's about Mexicans.
I guess it's already.
And I'm just sitting there on acid,
dude,
crying.
I can't imagine how
sad as shit. Thinking about people I've lost, my strained relationship with my family.
I was on a fucking plane.
All I wanted to see was a fucking fish fight a motherfucker with a trident and shit. And with bright ass colors.
I was on a plane to Vegas, and like every time I go home to visit my parents, like half the plane is people that are like, Vegas! You know, and I'm like just going to see my parents.
Yeah.
And I was watching Coco.
Oh, no.
Weeping. And there's just this fucking Dominican guys, these two Dominican guys in my row, just like drinking like hard the entire flight. They turn around, see me crying. They'd be like, yo, are you good?
You good, bro?
Are you good, bro?
Yeah, dude. But Coco was a great film. Now that's a good movie. Fuck
that movie adaptation. That movie's incredible, man.
Absolutely.
I fucking
shouts out to Pixar, dude.
Last time I was on acid, I watched two Expendables. I watched Expendables 2 and 3, and it was awesome.
You know what my brother did to calm me down? Because I was literally crying. When Coco was, I was peeking as Coco was ending, and I went upstairs, and I'm just crying in the bathroom, and I come down, and I just... All I hear is the beginning scene to Thor Ragnarok.
Hell yeah.
And I was home, brother.
Oh, that's so
sweet.
That
was a magical moment for me,
dude. Your brother really knows you.
just,
he loves you.
And
knows
I just fucking
you.
Fell down into my security blanket, watched Thor Ragnarok on Christmas after crying about Coco for...
Coco. Did you call your dad?
Fuck no, dude. No, my dad can suck my dick. But I did cry.
Yeah.
But I will say, shouts out to Coco. Good ass film.
Yeah, the movie's incredible. Vice wasn't that good. It was all right.
I mean, I got to say, I was
gimmicky.
I was annoyed when Christian Bale stole a role from the fat bald Community.
Yeah.
Having said that, he did look like Dick Cheney.
Yeah, he's all the acting is incredible.
Yeah.
But
Steve Carell looked good in that shit.
Adam McKay makes them do Shakespeare in the middle of it for no reason, and it's like I know the fucking story. Just tell the fucking story.
Yeah.
Oh,
what about you guys want to go see Welcome to Marwen?
Sam Rockwell as George Bush absolutely fucking murders it, though. Kills it.
Yeah, he's a very good actor.
Yeah, he's so good. And he's hilarious, too. He's so fucking stupid.
Yeah, he is good. What part of Japan are you looking at on your phone now, Nick?
I'm not looking at Japan anymore.
What are you looking at now?
Nothing. I'm
porn?
Doing nothing.
Why? Just put your phone our podcast. Away.
I'm trying to.
What'd you think about Kevin Spacey? Guys?
Ooh, that was the best fucking thing I've ever seen in my life.
The best.
I smiled so hard, dude. My brain wasn't working. I was like, "This is." I imagined.
It made
this.
Me so happy.
I know, dude. I was smiling so hard, dude.
I got. I
the only thing that would make it better is if he was making Kraft macaroni and cheese. That's what was happening in the kitchen. He's assembling a Lunchables while he's doing it. You wouldn't believe something without looking into the evidence yourself.
Did I mention I was gay now?
Yeah, yeah. You loved me and you wanted it the whole time. You wanted me to do these things, yeah. But you didn't say anything, did you? Because you loved me and you wanted it.
I mean, that's how you know he's like serious about acting.
Yeah,
and
loves acting.
He thought acting would be the answer.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to act my way out of this.
I mean, it's you know, it's funny. It's like the actor version of Louis being like, you know what they need? Spots.
Yeah.
That's what they want me to do is spots. Everybody's waiting for my triumphant return to spots. And Kevin Spacey's like, the power of my acting will help them see past the rape of a child that I committed.
That just for some reason mirrors this character. So
like the kid,
technically, I can talk about it's the character.
The kid like Snapchat or FaceTimed his girlfriend while he was getting molested by Kevin Spacey because she didn't believe him.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. So she's like, babe, you're not going to believe this. Kevin Spacey's molesting me.
Wait, what did he do? He sucked the kid off or something?
He got the kid drunk. He was like 17 or 18. He got him drunk.
He got some 18-year-old drunk at a bar and shoved his hand down his pants and was like playing with his dick.
Damn. Yeah.
But then it's so funny that he sent it to his girlfriend.
Yo, and you
babe,
know.
Babe, you're not going to
believe
this.
Check it out. Look
shit.
Who's got his hand on my cock. Fucking Kaiser Soze, bitch.
Do you see that shit? Dude, yeah, that video is incredible.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Has he raped children or anything like that?
Oh, he's just like, he's
like boys with Bryan Singer, but he's also, and explain to me why he's been on Jeffrey Epstein's plane.
He's like, gay. Yeah.
Why?
He doesn't like teenage girls. Maybe they have some boys there too.
Because they're all pedophiles.
Yeah, of course.
Because they're explicitly pedophiles.
Damn, they really all are pedophiles. Huh?
Why was he on that? Like, in what? Like, what is the overlap between those two guys?
They just he loved
other
acting.
Than like the Clinton Foundation.
They just love doing charitable work in fucking Africa or wherever the fuck. The Clinton Foundation does work. My little brother, in the middle of us being on acid, there's a fucking pause and no one's really saying anything, and he just goes, "Hillary Clinton," mm-hmm. And then he's just like, "Tell me why." And he just starts listing from memory just people the Clintons have supposedly killed.
Yeah,
and then he's like, "Crooked Hill and Little Bill."
Dude, I mean, such but really bit. Though, the fucking Epstein thing is fucking insane, and it's like people cared for 2 days when they thought it was a Trump thing, and then as soon as it wasn't,
cares.
Like they're like, funny that none of the Pizzagate people seem to care about this, and then the Pizzagate people were like, we did, we've mentioned him a billion fucking times,
right.
He's like the linchpin in the
but
whole.
But they
fucking
also
Pizzagate
think
thing.
That Trump is trying to take down his network of.
It's
Trump.
Like the whole QAnon thing,
yeah.
Whatever, that's misguided and retarded, also. But, like, you have right here in front of you evidence of some kind of pedophile ring.
I feel like it was even less than 2 days. That Miami Herald article came out and literally no one cared. Yeah,
no, people cared a lot for like a day.
Yeah. They did.
And then they just went back to not caring.
Yeah. Didn't some guy say Dershowitz, he watched Dershowitz fuck a child or something on Twitter?
Yeah. No, so Dershowitz was like, what was his defense? It was crazy. That he was always on the plane with his family. That was his defense. That's he was like, awesome. I only flew that plane with my family. And according to something we've heard, according to a rumor.
Yeah, we got a scoop that's even better than anything anti-lawyer ever said.
Mm-hmm.
And we won't ever tell you on the show. You have to hear it from us in person.
That's
when you
right.
Come,
but we will
when you
tell
come
you.
To the live show.
Adam sucked off Jeffrey Epstein.
Dude, I'm excited for that world tour.
once
more than anything, I'm excited to tour Croatia. Bring the podcast to Kuala Lumpur before we ever do Cleveland again.
Yeah, before we do LA.
Before we do LA or Chicago, we're going to do the live podcast.
Bratislava, in Sierra Leone.
I will be in LA on the 2nd. Buy your tickets.
We're in Cote d'Ivoire doing the live podcast.
I'll be in Eastern Sahara. Western Sahara. Disputed desert territory.
Yeah, disputed territory.
Yeah, I would love to do a live show in Nigeria.
Yeah?
Yeah, hire that sign language interpreter.
Oh, yeah. That was a good motherfucker right there, boy. Yeah.
Dude, I bet you they would love African guy in Nigeria.
Absolutely.
Because you know what? I know enough about Nigerians that I could do an hour of Nigerian comedy and it would resonate.
Well, especially the stuff about the Nigerian Business Association or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
We just go. We're like, why the fuck are people wearing closed-toe shoes? Why isn't everyone wearing sandals here?
Yeah. Where's the craft services table? Is it attached to your wife's head? Where's that woman that also functions as the craft services table? She's got the woman with bananas and charcuterie strapped to her fucking dome. Yeah.
Excuse me, sir.
Excuse me, bitch. Do you have peanuts?
You know that head.
You got cashews on your bitch. Get your bitch in here. Put some cashews on her head.
Talking to a woman that speaks 7 languages, just like French. Yeah. English.
She's I'm sorry.
Impeccable English.
What's your name? Coco? It's Rachel. Listen, Coco, I'm gonna need some fruit roll-ups in that hat of yours. I'm not wearing a hat. Well, strike two.
Yep, we'll be in Nigeria. We should figure it out and just go to some beachy-ass places.
Yeah.
I'm trying to lay on the beach.
Nigeria's got some beaches.
Yeah, there's beautiful Nigerian beaches.
They have nice beaches.
Do they?
Yeah, it's Western Africa.
I don't know shit about geography, man. Don't fucking talk like you know shit either.
Yeah, it's by the...
Just because your family went and helped the one white African country do genocide...
We didn't.
...doesn't mean you fucking know about geography.
No, we didn't.
Just because you did
At least not my parents. Some other people maybe.
I'm drinking rum and Red Bull.
I forgot about that song.
It's a fucking banger, bro. Yeah. I got fizzied up. I will say I did have a fun time, though. Had a little party.
For Christmas?
You guys got to come to the house. I think we're going to be throwing parties. It's fun, dude. Throw a little intimate party with your bros. Get fucking trashed.
When I saw Vice, I was sitting next to this old Jewish couple, and you know how Dick Cheney had a lesbian daughter?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I know, I fucked her.
So, like, right before the daughter comes out of the closet to her parents in the movie, this old Jewish man next to me goes, "She's gay." She's a full voice.
And so am I. And then he kisses your neck.
And I'm gay, too.
And then he kisses your neck and sucks your dick in the movie theater.
I didn't suck my dick. I was there with my fiance.
Yeah, and she liked it.
No, she didn't like it.
She was calling you gay for getting it done.
I'm never gonna call her that. It's what? So gay.
Fiance. I like it.
Nah, I like girlfriend.
Sounds cute.
I like wife or girlfriend.
You should call her. You look like the kind of guy who would call her a partner.
This is my partner,
Cowboy Dasha.
This is my partner, Mrs. Necrosov. Yeah, but whatever. We'll have a fun wedding. You guys are invited. Oh, actually, everyone that listens to Cumtown is invited.
You're all invited.
All of you guys.
It's at the Chuck E. Cheese's on the Bronx.
No, yeah. We're going to do it in Minsk where Dasha's family.
Yeah, you're going back to the motherland?
Yeah, the Chernobyl fallout zone.
Sounds good to me. Yeah, I can't wait. I love a nice damn wedding.
I'm not coming to your fucking wedding.
Shut up, dude. You didn't even say congratulations.
Yeah.
Said congratulations.
I'm going to the part where they're like, and if anyone has reasons why just to kick down the doors of the church, he's gay. I don't know. That's like a thing that only existed in movies.
Yeah.
As a kid, I thought like all the weddings were like.
I was so mad when I went to my first wedding. And no one.
No one fucks with it. Yeah.
Come on. Someone's
no one does that. Yeah. The graduate.
Do they even say it?
And if anyone. No, of course they don't say it. That's not a part of a wedding.
Yeah.
Just some gay man in the 90s who wrote movies who's like, well, I've never been to a wedding.
Yeah.
This is what I've always
thought. Unfathomable that I would ever get married.
That's what a gay wedding is. It's just drama at a regular wedding.
I text the boys that I got engaged. was like, we went to the diamond store. We got
who
a
the
cage.
Fuck are the boys?
You two. Oh. And then Stav's like, oh, dude, congrats. And Nick says, LOL, diamond store.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's cute that you're engaged, though.
Yeah, I guess so.
Maybe I should find love.
Yeah. You should, dude.
No, dude. Come
we
work
should all
out
get engaged
me.
To go.
No. Come get really smooth and greased up with me.
I do like the part about being smooth and greasy.
Yeah, dude. Let's be smooth and greasy together and straight as hell.
That sounds straight to
let's
me.
Let's become so straight we never have girlfriends again.
Oh, and we just hang out all the time?
We just hang out.
Without girlfriends?
Without girlfriends.
You just spend all the time
yeah, dude,
out and
we,
hugging and shit?
We become Bert and Ernie except with no shirts.
Yeah.
That's the
hot, kind of
shit
dude.
We do anyway.
Yeah, shut up, dude. Fucking, you're not Bert or Ernie.
I'm fucking horny for that kind of shit.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to cut it short here.
Listen,
and,
folks.
Nope, nope, that's exactly
what
now.
Hold on. I got to. If you're going to. If you're a second show added in LA, please come out and fucking on the 2nd, February 2nd. And then the tour is kicking off big dick time. January 10th, I'm in fucking. York or some shit. 11th Pittsburgh, 12th Buffalo, 13th Schenectady, New York. Just like that fucking dumbass movie. 19th I'm in Phoenix, the 20th I'm in Tucson, Hartford on the 24th, Delaware on the motherfucking 25th, San Diego on the 27th, LA on the motherfucking 2nd. The goddamn But the Breakfast Tour, baby. We're all having sex on that thing. And then come see Funny Moms on the 14th.
I'm at Lincoln Lodge sometime in March.
Yeah, go see Nick at the Lincoln Lodge. Everyone that came to see me, except that one dumb bitch that got drunk as shit. Was there a Nazi?
I thought there was a Nazi at that show.
I don't think so.
In Chicago.
I don't believe there were Nazis in Chicago. But anyway, please come out and see me on the tour. Go see Nick at the fucking Lincoln Lodge and come see Funny Moms on the 14th, I believe.
Yep, the 14th. We'll be back.
All right, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. This is
Merry
our Christmas,
Christmas
spectacular.
This is our post-Christmas.
Post-Christmas spectacular. Boxing Day. Oh, I know a little thing about boxing.
I'll show
day.
You a little bit of boxing.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know a thing or two about fucking
boxing. Is
boxing, boxing
here's
day,
a real
right?
thing that you can do?
What do you mean?
Like where you cup your hands and you slam
oh,
someone
yeah,
in
like
the ears.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Someone's
oh,
ear.
Yeah.
You can straight up
does
kill somebody doing that shit.
You can kill someone
yeah,
that way?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
That really works?
No, you can't. Here, dude, I'll fucking
no, no,
do it
on Adam.
It yeah. I'll fucking thunderclap your
don't
ears.
Don't touch me.
Oh, fuck. All right.
Later, all right. Folks.
Bye, gang.